Present the fourth talk by Dr. Mishra on Vaishistha Ganapati Muni, who was a disciple of Ramana Maharshi and very much devoted also to Sri Aurobindo and Mother. Sambhad, it's wonderful to have you again with us, and I look so much forward to this talk. It's very close to my heart.
Thank you. I was fortunate enough to come in contact with Vasishtha Ganapati Muni, who was the first and foremost disciple of Bhagavan Ramana Maharshi. Vasishtha Ganapati Muni was born in a village in Vizag district in Andhra Pradesh in 1878, 17th November, and he was initiated to the Sri Vidya tradition and was a practitioner of the Sri Vidya Upasana. Vasishtha Ganapati Muni had three aims in his life, and he worked hard. He did intense tapasya to achieve these goals. The first goal he had set was a complete revival of the Vedic tradition. The second was to see Mother India free from the hands of the Britishers. And that's again he wanted to achieve through the power of tapas. And the third was to fight against untouchability. It was in the year 1903 that he came in contact with Brahmana Swami. He had met him twice, but in 1907, 18th of November, when he met, he found his guru in him, and he declared to the whole world that this Brahmana Swami must be known by the name of Bhagavan Ramana Maharshi. He surrendered completely to Bhagavan Ramana Maharshi, and he was thankful enough to the Divine Mother to have helped him found his Guru. It was in the same year that he composed Uma Sahasram, and he had taken a vow to complete this composition in 20 days. And he did it, and then he revised it nearly 7 times. Apart from Uma Sahasram, he has enormous amount of works in Sanskrit to his credit. This aspect of Vasishtha Ganapati Muni, I'll be telling you little later. But this Vasishtha Ganapati Muni had a great admiration for Sri Aurobindo and the Mother. It happened this way, that a copy of the Uma Sahasram written by Vasishtha Ganapati Muni was brought to Sri Aurobindo by one of his disciples named Sudhanva, who lived here in the Sri Aurobindo Ashram. And Sri Aurobindo had gone through it entirely, and he had commented this way, that it is a superhuman performance, and he would like to meet the poet. And it was in the year 1928 that Vasishtha Ganapati Muni came to see Sri Aurobindo when he was giving darshan on his birthday, 15th of August. He came here and lived with Sudhanva and he had the darshan of Sri Aurobindo. And when he saw Sri Aurobindo, he had one word to express: Divya Purushalu. He was a divine incarnation. And there was so much of radiance around him. And he had told to the other disciples of his later that Sri Aurobindo's face looked 500 years old. And there was so much of maturity, so much of wisdom radiating on his face. But there was no conversation between them. Vasishtha Ganapati Muni stayed here in the ashram for about 15 days. And he had three meetings with the mother. The first meeting with the mother was arranged on 16th of August around 9 a.m. And it was a half an hour meditation with the mother. And after the meditation was over, mother had mentioned it to other disciples that this Vasishtha Ganapati Muni was able to remain in the state as long as she was there in that state. And then she also said that so far no sadhak has been able to do in this manner more than 5 to 6 minutes. And he was able to remain in that state of consciousness for half an hour. And then that day the meeting was over. The next meeting was on the 19th of August. And it lasted for about 45 minutes. And in this meeting, mother wanted to listen from Vasishtha Ganapati Muni the Sanskrit rendering of the book, The Mother, prepared by the Muni. And then Muni had handed over the manuscript to the mother for Sri Aurobindo's approval. And it was very beautiful that day. And the third meeting was on the 25th of August. And in that meeting, mother returned the manuscript and said both Sri Aurobindo and she, they liked it. And Sri Aurobindo wants that he should complete it. And then there was a lot of other discussions. And then Vasishtha Ganapati Muni was explaining the Divine Mother's incarnation as Shakambhari. And then suddenly, mother became quiet. And then this is what has been described by Vasishtha Ganapati Muni, that when mother became quiet, a very strong light emerged from her toe. And then her entire body was filled in with that light. And then the entire room was charged with electricity. And he could see it with the naked eyes. And it was so powerful. Mother also had commented about the Muni. And she said when she was giving soup, it was during that time that she had mentioned it to some of the disciples, that wherever this Muni goes, the evil forces are fleeing away. And mother could see it. And he carried something so beautiful in him that mother wanted that he should do the work that Sri Aurobindo and the mother are doing. He could be a great instrument in doing so. But Vasishtha Ganapati Muni was a wandering monk. He could not stay at any place for a long time. And the same thing happened that he also could not stay in Pondicherry, in the ashram. So he stayed here only 15 days. And another thing which happened, that some of the disciples of Vasishtha Ganapati Muni who came here to settle in the ashram, so when he was here, they gathered around him and they asked him certain questions. And on one occasion, they asked him about what was his opinion about the different systems of yoga. And in 1 hour, he had composed extempore 108 sutras explaining different systems of yoga, out of which only 7th and 8th parts are available, rest are missing. But even in that 7th and 8th part, what is available, it is so beautifully explained, the different types of the systems of yoga that was there. And he had titled it as Tattva Ghanta Shatakam, just in 1 hour, extempore. When the disciples were asking him, he composed it here. Then he left, and once he left, he never came again to Pondicherry, but he continued the relationship with the mother through letter, and he had written beautiful letters in Sanskrit to the mother. And she always said, "Mother, wherever I am, but I'm very close to you. I always feel that I'm very close to you. And you are my mother. You are my mother." This is what he was writing. And later, some of his disciples, when they wanted to visit Pondicherry and wanted to have Sri Aurobindo's darshan, they carried a kind of recommendation letter from Vasishtha Ganapati Muni. And those letters were handed over to the mother. And mother had commented this way, that if the Muni has seen, then they need no approval for meeting Sri Aurobindo. That much confidence mother had on Vasishtha Ganapati Muni. And he was a great devotee, a poet, a scholar, a critic, and a great patriot. The way he did tapasya for the freedom of Mother India, it was amazing. I'll give some of the examples from his own writings when we speak about it. So this is how he was related to Sri Aurobindo and the mother. And his work, Uma Sahasram, which contains 1,000 verses, when it was given to Sri Aurobindo for going through, Sri Aurobindo had handed over that manuscript to Sudhanva, and also he wanted Kapali Shastri, who was one of the disciples of Vasishtha Ganapati Muni, he came and settled here, to write a commentary on it. So this is how Kapali Shastri had written a splendid commentary on Uma Sahasram of Vasishtha Ganapati Muni. And also Kapali Shastri has written a small biography of Vasishtha Ganapati Muni in Sanskrit, titled as Vasishtha Vaibhavam. This is how he was very closely, through his disciples, through his aspiration, was very closely related to Sri Aurobindo and the mother.
I remember that you told me that he, refresh my memory, did he not tell mother that he couldn't stay?
Yeah, he said that. He said when mother asked him to stay here, he said, "Mother, maybe not in this life. So I can't stay anywhere for a long time." Yes. And coming back to Vasishtha Ganapati Muni and his contribution, he was very much Swadeshi, in the sense that he fought for the freedom of India. And he even did not learn English purposely. that it was a foreign language, that he should not learn it. But the most amazing fact in his life is that he used to translate in Sanskrit the ideas which are there in the Secret of the Veda by Sri Aurobindo. He had translated the book, The Mother, into Sanskrit, but he did not know English. And this was reported to Sri Aurobindo. And some of the disciples, they had asked Sri Aurobindo, how does this Muni do? He doesn't know English, but he is translating your work, the same ideas he is putting into it. Then Sri Aurobindo had said that when the truth descends, and if there is enough receptivity, and whoever is open to that truth, the truth directly descends into him, language is not a barrier. And Vasishtha Ganapati Muni was open to the truth. And the truth which is there in the Secret of the Veda, it descended directly to him. Language was not a barrier. And of course, when Sri Aurobindo was publishing his writings in the magazine Arya, it was Kapali Shastri who was reading out those things to Ganapati Muni and was explaining him. And in the same way, Kapali Shastri also had read out the entire book, The Mother, to Vasishtha Ganapati Muni. But understanding it from a disciple and then composing it was not the exact thing with Vasishtha Ganapati Muni. It was definitely read out to him and explained to him by Kapali Shastri, but he understood much more than what was explained by Kapali Shastri. That was the beauty of Vasishtha Ganapati Muni. This is how he could catch the truth behind the words. And Vasishtha Ganapati Muni always spoke Sanskrit. It doesn't mean that he did not speak in other languages. His mother tongue was Telugu. He, of course, spoke in Telugu with some of his disciples at times. He also used to lecture in Telugu. But say 90% he was speaking in Sanskrit, and all that he wrote, 98% of his writings are in Sanskrit. And Vasishtha Ganapati Muni had a very different and very special experience in his life in the year 1922. In that year, he was practicing and he wanted to experience the Chinnamasta aspect of the Divine Mother. And it happened that a fire came up and then made a split in his skull, and all those who were around him, they could see the fire coming out of his skull. This experience is known as Kapala Bheda. Kapala is the skull and Bheda is a split. And in the naked eyes, all other disciples who were around him, they could see the fire coming up, the smoke coming out of his skull. And he was in a very unconscious state. And Bhagavan Ramana Maharshi was reported about it. He came running and he put his hand on his head. Usually after Kapala Bheda experience, the sadhaks leave their body. And it was by the grace of Bhagavan Ramana Maharshi, he could live another 14 years. And Vasishtha Ganapati Muni left his body in the year 1936. So from 1922 to 1936, he did tremendous works in the field of Sanskrit. I was, in fact, fortunate enough to come in contact with Vasishtha Ganapati Muni through one of his disciples, whose name is K. Natesan. K. Natesan was one of his disciples, whose work was to collect, keep, and copy all that Vasishtha Ganapati Muni wrote. Throughout his life, Natesan did this as his sadhana. He collected all the writings of Vasishtha Ganapati Muni, kept it, and copied it into notebooks. And it was his wish that at least some of his works should come in print form. I met K. Natesan in the year 2002, and he was wishing to edit and prepare the books, the manuscripts, and bring it out in printed forms. And when he was intensely aspiring for that, it was during that time that we met with each other. How it happened, I don't want to go into details, but it happened. And the entire manuscript, all the manuscripts, he handed over to me for going through and do this work. And now today, the work is available in 12 volumes. And all the works, all the writings which appear in these 12 volumes were copied down by Natesan in his notebooks more than 15 times. And I have gone through these notebooks and I have never found a single place where he has struck through and repeated it so meticulously. This is sadhana. So meticulously, with so much of love and dedication, that he could do that. And I must share another experience of mine with K. Natesan. When he met me in the year 2002, he was 92 years old. And he told me that if I can see one volume at least in printed form, that would give me some satisfaction in my life, because this has been my aspiration. And many people do not know what Vasishtha Ganapati Muni had written, apart from few published works, very few published works. So I said, who knows, you may live to see all the volumes. He said, I don't know, but we can try it out. So we started working, and in the year 2009, I handed over the 11th volume to K. Natesan. And 11th volume was actually the last volume of Ganapati Muni's writings. The 12th volume is an index volume, index to all the shlokas and different aspects which appear in those 11 volumes. So when it was handed over to him, he asked his son-in-law and others present, is this the last volume or is anything else left? Then he was said, no, everything is complete. This is the last volume so far as Muni's writings are concerned. The 12th volume is going to be the index volume. Then he said, then why should I live? I must leave my body. Then after a few days, he felt pain in the chest and he was taken to the hospital. But before they took him to the hospital, he said, no, don't take me to the hospital, take me to the ashram. Ashram in the sense, he was living in Tiruvannamalai. He wanted to go and leave his body in the Ramana Ashramam. Anyway, he was taken to the hospital, but on the way is the ashram. So he wanted to stop for a while near the ashram and to do pranam. And the vehicle was stopped, he did pranam and left the body there. And this was an amazing cant. They phoned me that now Natesan has left his body this way. And the first thought which came to me, that a man I have seen in my life, in my eyes, and in whose contact I was, a man who lived a complete life and meaningful life. That was the thought which was coming to me. A truly dedicated soul. Now I come to the point. What is there in these 12 volumes of Vasishtha Ganapati Muni? What exactly is the contribution of Ganapati Muni in the field of Sanskrit literature, in the field of yoga, in the field of other systems of knowledge? So Ganapati Muni's writings, they cover a wide range of topics. First thing, he was a devotee. He had a lot of devotion. With intense devotion, he invoked the presence of the deities. And I remember in one of his poems, prayers to Ganapati, you can see how close he was to this Godhead. So he says, O Ganapati, O Lord, if I am not doing intense tapas, intense sadhana, then it is your fault. Have you not inspired me, impelled me to do the tapas? Why didn't you do that? And if you say that, yes, I have impelled, but you are not doing, then also I put the blame on you. That is this the strength of your impelling, that you impel me and I don't do? Ghoram karomi na tapo yadite paradha kim preranam na kridavan asi rudra suno sampreritascha bhavata yadinachareyam sampreranasya tavaka gajavatra shakti. Is this the strength of your impelling, that I am unable to do sadhana? So this is how very closely he used to talk to the deities. And a major part of his writings are hymns and prayers to different gods and goddesses. And his Ishta Devata, the deity whom he worshipped and adored, was Indra. Indra represents the divine mind in the psychological interpretation of the Vedas by Sri Aurobindo. Indra and Indrani, the female, feminine power of Indra, were the Ishta Devata of Ganapati Muni. And he had composed a lot of hymns and prayers and has dedicated to these different deities, to Indra, to Ganapati, to Renuka, who was Parshuram's wife, to Uma, to Krishna, to Rama, to Shiva, and many others. One of the important hymns or the stotra writings of the Muni was Uma Sahasram, which contains 1,000 verses dedicated to Uma. And another important contribution in the hymn form, in the stotra form, is Indrani Saptashati and Indra Sahasranama Stotram. And there are many like this, but most part of his writings, his compositions, they form the stotra writings, the hymns and prayers. Then he has his writings on Ayurveda, on astronomy and astrology. He has commented on certain mantras of the Rig Veda. He has commented entirely on Isha Upanishad, and he attempted to write commentary on several others. And in two volumes, volume 5 and 6, we have compiled his entire writings in sutra form. Sutra means compact sentences or aphorisms which contain a lot of data in it. Even though it is a small compact sentence, but it contains and it has wider applicability using minimum number of words. Using this sutra technique, one can really express many things in a simple compact sentence. This is what is known as sutras. And Ganapati Muni has lot of writings in sutra forms. One of the important writings in sutra form is Dasha Mahavidya Sutram, where he gives a description of all the 10 great cosmic powers. 10 great cosmic powers, 10 great emanations of the Divine Mother. And one more important aspect of Ganapati Muni was he was a strong patriot. His love for Mother India was so intense that most of the times when he wrote letters to Ramana Maharshi, he kept asking this question, Lord, I have achieved everything. I have achieved the quietude in my mind. I have achieved different siddhis for which I did tapas. But one thing which is not happening, why? And I'm doing intense tapas and I'm ready to do even more intense tapas, more tapas. But I want to see it. That is the freedom of India, freedom of Mother India. Why is it not happening? Why is it not happening? This is what he was writing constantly to Bhagavan Ramana Maharshi. And if one goes through his writings, many places he has expressed his wish and he has expressed, he has prayed to Indra, he has prayed to Indrani that see that my Mother India is free from the hands of the Britishers. Especially the work which he has composed, Indrani Saptasati, which contains nearly 700 verses, and each 100 verses, each century is divided into four parts, 25, 25, 25, 25. And in those sections of 25, the second and the 24th verse are dedicated to Mother India. In every section, the second and 24th verse he dedicates to Mother India. He prays to Indrani that see that Mother India doesn't suffer. Mother India is free from the hands of the Britishers, from the enemies. And he not only aspired for the freedom of Mother India, also he was worried once the freedom happens, how Mother India was going to be ruled. And in the year 1934, all alone, he prepared Constitution of India in Sanskrit, which contains 560 sutras based on the swabhav and swadharma of India. He had prepared this, which contains the election system, parliamentary system, women rights, fundamental rights, everything, although he did not know English, but he had this vision. And based on the fundamental principles of Sanatana Dharma, he had prepared this constitution. And he says, Bharataya idam prakriyate. This is meant for India. And we must now bring this to the limelight. And if there is a chance of amendment of the parliamentary system or the constitutional system in India, then this writing of the Muni must be referred to. And apart from his writings, he did intense research work on the Mahabharata. He had interpreted 200 mantras from Rig Veda to prove the Vedic origin of the characters of the Mahabharata. The work is known as Bharata Charitra Mimamsa, and it's in prose, and when one goes through it, one knows how much in-depth study he had made on the Mahabharata and on the Vedas to show to the whole world the Vedic origin of the Mahabharata characters. Also, he had written a novel. When novel writing was not very much in practice in Sanskrit in early 19th century, maybe one or two novels which were composed or available during that time, it was during this period that Vasishtha Ganapati Muni wrote a novel in Sanskrit, and the title of that novel was Purna, which means complete. Although it was an incomplete novel, but the way he has presented it, though incomplete, it looks like a complete novel. And Purna was the befitting name, befitting title to that novel. So this is how Vasishtha Ganapati Muni has contributed immensely in the field of Sanskrit and in the field of Indian culture and in the field of sadhana, in the field of yogic and Vedic tradition.
I wanted to ask you two things. Did Ramana Maharshi ever respond to his letters about freeing Mother India? And the second is, did he complete the work that Mother and Sri Aurobindo asked him to complete?
When Vasishtha Ganapati Muni was writing to Bhagavan Ramana Maharshi, expressing his wish to see Mother India free from the hands of the British, Bhagavan Ramana Maharshi did reply, but he kept quiet about this aspect. He did not give a transparent reply to this aspect of this question of Vasishtha Ganapati Muni. He kept quiet. And the other question which you have asked me is whether he completed the rendering, Sanskrit rendering of the book, The Mother. No, he did not complete it. Only whatever was prepared by him when he came here and whatever was read out to the mother, only that portion is available. Later, I think Kapali Shastri, his disciple, took it up and then rendered it into Sanskrit, although it was not complete again by Kapali Shastri. Only he took the four aspects of the Divine Mother. Anyway, it was not completed by him.
Thank you very much. It was a special evening. And it must have been a great moment when you met the gentleman who had copied all of his work.
It was.
I can see that it lives with you.